Duluth, our neighbor just 100 miles south of us, has recently beat out Minneapolis and some other Midwest towns to stay alive in Outside Magazine's Best Towns Tournament. Pretty exciting for Duluth and also our region. And here to tell us more about it is Outside Associate Editor Jonah Ogles. And Jonah, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're happy to have you here. Before we get into talking a bit about that contest, which has been pretty exciting for our neighbor to the south, Duluth, but also across the country, has drawn a lot of attention since you started that program. Maybe you could tell us just a little bit about Outside Magazine.
Sure. So Outside Magazine is a magazine devoted to what we refer to as sports you don't play with balls. So we talk about surfing, rock climbing, mountain biking, hiking, things like that, kind of active adventure type sports. And we've got about 700,000 subscribers here in North America and about 2 to 3 million monthly visitors to our website. And we're down in New Mexico, so we're big fans of kind of practicing what we preach.
So you've been around, I think, since the late 70s, Outside Magazine. A lot of magazines have really struggled with the change to the digital era. How has Outside Magazine seemed to have avoided that? They seem to have stayed strong all these years.
Well, yeah, you know, I think we're pretty lucky that we have people in the company who really believe in kind of a mixed print and digital future. You know, we were a little behind maybe a few other magazines in the industry, but you know, we've reached a point where our online staff is just as big as our print staff, and they're doing great work. And I think that's kind of been the secret, is, you know, the company has really made it a priority to hire good people on that side.
Yeah, and it seems like there had to be a method to figure out how do we survive with online financially, and it seems as though Outside still doesn't have a fee to go to their website, do they?
No, we don't. We put our content up online for free. And we do kind of stagger, you know, our print coverage a little bit, so you don't get all of it all on one day. You know, but the majority of content on our website, we're just coming up with originally. And, you know, I don't know exact numbers, but I've certainly noticed that we do have more and more advertisers on our website all the time. And I know it's been supporting itself, which is good.
Boy, that's great. Now, maybe you could tell us how this Best Towns idea came about and how long you've been doing it.
Yeah, so the magazine itself has been doing a Best Towns issue for a very long time, I believe over 2 decades. But the idea to take it online happened 4 years ago. And what we started out doing originally was we, as editors, narrowed it down to 10 towns every year. And then we'd put those online and let people vote for their favorite one. And we would get about 20,000 votes a year on that. And we decided, you know, we might get a little more competitive spirit if we do head-to-head matchups. And, of course, when you think of head-to-head matchups, you know, the NCAA basketball bracket is just an iconic, you know, it's a huge part of the culture. So we thought we can easily come up with 64 towns where you can get outside, you can, you know, be active, you can find good farmers markets and things like that. Let's do a full-size bracket and see how it does. And we've been blown away by the response.
Yeah, you kind of borrowed the 64 team thing for right from, as you said, the NCAA, which has been so successful. And how has that gone? I mean, are you getting that's a lot of towns out there.
It is, and you know, we actually narrowed it down quite a bit from all the towns that we had kind of recommended to us by fellow editors or athletes that we know or writers, and. You know, the response has been really great. Almost all of the towns caught on pretty quickly. Nobody as well as Duluth did, but everybody caught on and got behind it and kind of turned out the vote. And we've been really happy with the way it's gone.
Now, how? What kind of criteria do you use to decide what town should be on there, or even put out there for voters to recommend towns that they should vote for?
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's not a scientific method that we have over here, but it's the one that we've been using for a long time, and it works well for us, which is rely on our network of people, you know, that we trust. So friends we have in other cities, athletes that we know, right, other editors. We have a lot of people kind of in the outside world, and we just reach out to all of them and say, okay, you know the country well. You live in your respective states. What are the best towns, you know, in your area? And so we get all of those back, and then we as editors start sorting through. You know, we try to keep it fresh each year, so we try not to do the exact same towns year after year, which is why towns like maybe Bozeman, Montana, or Park City, Utah were left off this year's list. But then we go through and we look at, is this actually a livable city? You know, what's the median income like? What's the unemployment? Can you go to a good farmer's market during the summer? Are there the kinds of shops and businesses in the area that will help you do the types of outdoor sports we write about? And, you know, from that's how we develop our 64 initial town.
Maybe you could tell us about Duluth a little bit. You know, it seems like they're blowing everybody away in this head-to-head business.
Yeah, well, Duluth has been far and away the best competitor in this contest. I mean, the town has had more votes each round than any other town, and often by a fairly significant margin. So they really haven't struggled too much, and I think what happened is we just seem to catch it at the right time and really catch a sense of civic pride. And people have just been voting consistently. I know the mayor has gotten involved in supporting our contest. You know, if you read the comment section of the online tool where you can vote, you scroll down and it's just picture after picture of people posting photos of Duluth and the things they love doing there. So Duluth has really gotten behind it.
And I've noticed on Facebook that, of course, we're 100 miles just north of there, northeast a little bit. Even locally here in Grand Marais, we're being urged to vote for Duluth as well on Facebook.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah. I love hearing that, you know, whole regions are kind of getting behind their town. And I'm originally from Michigan. So I'm personally really happy to see some upper Midwest pride. I know a lot of my friends back home have been voting for Duluth as well.
What is it about Duluth that you're hearing or that you know that kind of makes it a cool town?
Well, I mean, the access to the water is just incredible there. You know, I lived on Lake Michigan, and I know how special a Great Lake right out your front door can be. You know, so that's obviously great. Winter sports are obviously a huge part of living in the upper Midwest. If you don't snowshoe or cross-country ski or find a place where you can alpine ski, you know, it's going to be a long winter. And I know that Duluth has a long history of, you know, the whole population really embracing that.
Just from your viewpoint and with Outside Magazine, you're seeing a lot of regions constantly, things happening in different places in the U.S., but how is Minnesota in general viewed from other regions? What do they think of us?
Yeah, well, everybody says lakes when you mention Minnesota out here in the West. You know, I think it's generally viewed as a very healthy area. You know, I can tell you from having lived in a variety of places around the country, including Michigan, you know, Minnesota has a reputation for people who are more active than neighboring states and who really make an effort to get outside all year. And that's certainly held true here outside and out in New Mexico.
Where are we in the rounds now? How many teams are left and who's facing who at the moment?
Yeah, so there are four teams left. We're in our final four. So Duluth is facing off against Asheville, North Carolina. You know, and I believe that's been a fairly close vote, but Duluth I think, has the upper hand in votes right now. And then on the other side, we have the winner of our western region, Provo, Utah, is going up against Ithaca, New York. So those four teams will keep competing until Sunday night at 11:59 Eastern. And then whichever towns have the most votes in those two competitions will advance to the finals, and that will progress for another week.
So what will happen when Duluth wins?
Well, if and when Duluth wins, we will. We always send an editor out to the winning town or one of our writers, and we always try to do, okay, here's the town that's won. We're going to try to put together kind of the ideal 48 hours in that town. So we kind of parachute somebody in, let them do 48 hours in the winning town, and then they write an article about it. And that will appear in our September 2014 issue.
So that's kind of a big deal for a town and a region to get into kind of a major part of Outside Magazine in a big month.
Yeah. I like to think it is. And certainly, you know, at the office, it's a favorite package. I actually grew up reading Outside's Best Towns issue. That was the way I came to know about the magazine. So it definitely makes an impact.
Now, what's your, you've been involved, I think you said, for two decades Outside Magazine has with picking best towns, and you must have, throughout your travels as well, some favorite towns that may or may not be in this competition. Maybe you could just fill us in with a couple of your favorites out there.
Oh, that's a great question. You know, Missoula, Montana is in our towns contest, but that is one of my favorite towns in the country. Just incredibly nice people and lots of great fishing in the area, and I'm a big angler, so I tend to enjoy that. You know, and I also really love Grand Rapids, Michigan, but that's because I live around there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I still love that city. I think it has a lot of great opportunities and some really cool things happening there. You know, big influx of young people, which is really exciting to see, especially in Michigan, you know, which was hit so hard just a few years ago in the economic downturn.
Will you be pushing hard next year to get them involved in this tournament?
You know, I had them in the first round, and they just didn't turn out the vote the way other towns did. So maybe next year I'll have to change my favorite Michigan city and give somebody else a shot.
Oh, you better run over to Grand Rapids and stir them up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Say, how many people, have you an idea how many people have voted so far in this year's competition?
Yeah, so we are closing in on 1.5 million votes.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of people, especially when in previous years we've maxed out around 22 or 23,000.
Wow.
Now, in the first round, you know, each person visiting was allowed to vote, you know, in each of the contests. So they were able to vote 32 times. But I was just talking to our online team today, and they said we've had somewhere around 350,000 visits to the page. You know, so 350,000 computers logging on and casting votes, which is great.
Yeah, that sounds like it's just great. And you say it ends on Sunday night at midnight?
At midnight Eastern, yeah. So
okay.
11 for you guys. That's when we'll cut off the votes for our final four. And then in that final competition, it'll be actually a 7-day competition. So it will end June 15th on Father's Day. When our winner will be announced.
So that's when we're down to two teams. And how do people go about voting?
Well, you go to outsideonline.com/besttowns,
mm-hmm.
And that'll take you there. If you just go to outsideonline.com, it's always on our homepage at this point. But you put in the website, you scroll down, and you can vote in each of the competitions this round.
That's great. So, but you can only vote once. They must have strict control on that.
Yeah, that's right. You're able to vote once per round, you know, so sign on. But that's once per computer, so if you've got another one in the house, feel free to sign on again.
Okay.
And vote.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm sure it's drawn a lot of attention to Outside Magazine.
I think it has. Yeah, I hope a few more people hear our name and maybe pick up the magazine, especially if their town wins.
Great. We've been speaking with Outside Magazine's associate editor, Jonah Ogles. And Jonah, I want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And if you're ever in this Duluth, Grand Marais area, you're going to have to stop and see the best little town in the United States, and that's Grand Marais, Minnesota.
I will definitely do that.
Great. Thanks, Jonah.